I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A spike in the persecution of Christians could jeopardize Tanzania's reputation as a country free of religious violence. Voice of Martyrs reports a large group of radical Muslims attacked two pastors in the northeastern town of Gaeta. Both survived the attacks. VOM contacts are providing aid and support to these two pastors and other Christians in the area. Next, do you know where Abkhazia is? Well, it's nestled between Russia and Georgia and struggles with an international identity crisis. Basically, the Slavic nation of Georgia wants to claim Abkhazia as one of their regions, but Abkhazia wants independence, although it's not formally recognized yet by the United Nations. Dick Page with SOAR International Mission estimates there are only 300 Christians in the whole country. A team with SOAR recently went there to give out baskets of hope.
We do sponsored gift baskets to needy children in orphanages and street kids and kids in really poor families, and combine those with a children's Bible, use that as an opening for sharing the gospel.
And Manipur is one of India's poorest states. Medical issues are often ignored until they become critical. Bibles for the World launched the Sealmet Christian Hospital, and co-founder Moy Padidi says they regularly send medical teams in to help.
We partner with our friends at Jewish Voice Ministries International. They brought doctors, nurses, volunteers.
At the end of 5 days, the team saw over 7,000 patients. The best news?
There were 133 people who received Christ as Lord and Savior.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News. And when you join, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.